before. Here's a good game. Arena Ball.
You are listening to AFL Tonight, presented by ArenaFan.com.
Welcome to AFL Tonight. I am your host, Tim Capper. This is AFL Tonight, episode number 40. It's now upon us. And what is that? That's the week in between the Conference Championship and the Arena Bowl. You know, after all the positives that we've had, excitement, we come across these two-week games this past week. Man, they are absolute stinkers. But we now have our two opponents who will go head-to-head on July. Get your month straight. July 27th at Arena Bowl 22 in New Orleans, Louisiana. But there's more to it. This is sort of like this is sort of a teaser show. We do still have a lot to talk about. Just go over a little bit the two matchups. And we will do that for you. We're going to go ahead and do that for you this show. As we saw before, pretty fitting at the beginning. Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world, and in this case, it's either Philadelphia or San Jose that wants to rule the Arena Football League world and become the champ of the league for 2008. What can I say? Most of the games were pretty anticlimactic. The replay really did not come into effect at all, even though we did have replay for, I think it's the 10th time in the playoffs. One, two, three, two, if I can add. Two. I don't have them all. Oh, here we go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's only 7 of them. Yeah. I don't know what the commission's talking about. Maybe he knows better than I do. Let's go back and double check. But it really hasn't really made that much of a difference. But after the, what are they calling it? The drive, I saw it on one of the message boards, and I'm trying to remember the name that they gave it. It was actually pretty amusing, and I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll use it. You know, it's not copyrighted yet. Soon to be a copyright of ArenaFan.com and, AFL Tonight. What were they gonna call this? It was the name that they were gonna give. It's like the South Philly Stretch, or, yes, I know that it seems really, really lame. South Philly Stretch. Well, I don't see it, and I don't remember where it was going to be. Don't remember what it was going to be. I thought it was pretty funny, though. Either way, after what had occurred in the game between Philadelphia and New York, and we actually mentioned this, of all the camera angles touting, I think commissioners kept touting this week on the Philadelphia Soul Radio broadcast, that there were 18 camera angles provided by ESPN. Amazing ratings, in Cleveland and whatnot. Well, the one angle they did not have for that game was the one that they finally added. It was one of the lipstick cam on the goal line. I did not see it on the broadcast.
I know was talked about. But it would have made a difference. Yeah, I'm probably sure it would have. We just have to move on, so to speak. Just gotta sort of move on. But it's actually nice to see that they, it's not necessarily recognizing the mistake. Maybe the league wants to make sure that they have as much positives as they can, so they don't have this occur again. But as I said, the games just were really anticlimactic. You know, San Jose did exactly what they had to do. You know, they're claiming there's some questionable calls and whatnot, but San Jose put the woods to the Grand Rapids. You know, Grand Rapids went ahead and up by 7, and after that it was all San Jose. It also doesn't happen either when your quarterback McPherson throws for 5 interceptions, 5 picks. And, you know, I really think to add insult to injury was throwing one in the last play of the game and then running it back for a touchdown to equal their 81 points. Cleveland, Raymond Filio, Raymond just did not seem to be sharp in any way. Philadelphia basically took it to them. They're up by 14, I think it was, at halftime. And they were done. Philadelphia wins 70-35. So as I said, next week we have next weekend we have San Jose, Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia is a home team. So it'll be the first time in 2 years that we do not have an under 500 team in the Arena Bowl. Game will be broadcast obviously on ABC, ABC HD, and Sirius Satellite Radio. Quick notes concerning the game, and as I said, this is something that we are going to get to more in depth next week. San Jose and Philadelphia, I've never been in the playoffs. San Jose is all-time 1-2, 2-1. But the interesting stat, and it was brought up last year, it occurred again this year, San Jose is 1-3 in New Orleans in the regular season. They are 1-0 in the playoffs, that being, obviously, the Arena Bowl last year. So, could be a little interesting. I don't know what it is. What it is about San Jose on the East Coast. I don't have their actual record for the East Coast. That's not the easiest thing to do either. Especially with the way the league keeps their records, they're not making stuff really readily available. Eat that in the future. Watch it pop up. Oh, here it is! Here it is! Yeah. But besides that, I mean, I think with a week to go, we will let it be. We do have some other stuff. First, the coaching vacancies that we have currently in the Arena Football League, there is only one remaining, and that happens to be in Los Angeles. Sort of a not expected, this really wasn't that much of a surprise, rather, for Utah and Ron James becoming their head coach. Remember, he was a head coach for the Las Vegas Gladiators previously. But I know that Utah's head office specifically wanted to have a head coach that was living in Utah full-time, and Coach James is currently doing that. He was already there, living in Utah. So it will, I think it seemed to be a good match. We'll see how he does with Utah. And today, recently, I think it was yesterday, Pat Sperduto is back in the league. Pat Sperduto, for those of you who do not know, was the only head coach in Nashville Cats history went through waiting for the original incarnation of the Cats. Let's see if I can find it here. Sperduto. Yeah, the original incarnation for the Cats from 99 to 2001. And then he waited 4 years. He was an assistant head coach, I think part-time with the Tennessee Titans after the franchise was bought by Bud Adams. And then he was their head coach for their three remaining years, in 05, 06, and 07. And remember, he did win, let's see here, he never won an Arena Bowl title. He came close. Overall, 48 and 41 with one tie. One tie, you say? Yes. That was that one tie. It was a horrible game in 05. No, it seemed like nobody wanted... It's where the league changed the rules so there could not be any more ties. But... Let's see. Yes, Virginia, there is an Arena Bowl. Sperduto brought them to back-to-back Arena Bowls in 2000 and 2001, losing both times. Once was on a last-second field goal to the Orlando Predators in Arena Bowl 14, and then Arena Bowl 15, the upstart Grand Rapids Rampage, and, you know, with all the talk of them this year, this was their first, you know, title, and only title. First time they've been, this year was the first time they've been in the playoffs since then. This is that other game. And they lost 64-42. So, as I said, the original incarnation of the Nashville Cats. But now, he is now the new head coach of the Columbus Destroyers. And I wouldn't be surprised to see this, franchise make a quick turnaround. He knows what he wants from his players. And this, I think, is another story about just that. It's on the Arena Fan front page, and you can check that out. But two of the three, and it's possible LA may be announcing theirs soon too, from what we have heard. But we haven't heard much. Same thing with, I think it will be somebody with AFL experience. The question is who? Of all the previous coaches who have been in the league recently, the question is, who will be somebody, a first-time head coach, you know, who's been an assistant all this time? We'll see. And obviously we will bring it to you once we do get that information. Like with Tim Markham. Tim Markham's two wins away from 200 people. 200. Nine away from coaching his 300th game. Isn't that crazy? Commissioner Baker was on the radio halftime for the sole broadcast. And the usual spiel and something that we're leading into. He talked about expansion, talked about certain things, but one thing actually stood out from his entire conversation. And this is something that we wanted to keep, put on the record, and see exactly exactly how this pans out. This is about, it was almost near the end of the conversation. But the commish, while talking about expansion, came up with this, how can we say, came up with this gem.
I anticipate that in the next 10 years, there's going to be at least 11 new arena football teams. And some of them, I think, will be in places like London, Madrid, Berlin, maybe, you know, Mexico City or Monterrey.
So it happens to pop up again, the talk of international arena football. You may remember that, I think, last week or week prior, I sent an email to the league, because the commission said specifically that there were 21 international games and that they were all sold out. I wanted to know, what did that mean? What was international? What was, you know, remember, there have been multiple games in Canada. Are those international? No. Guess not, because remember, Toronto Phantoms. You had the game with Iowa and certain New Jersey and Florida and Ottawa, Ontario. So overseas. Overseas games. Haven't heard back. I'd like to have the information. I'd like to be able to pass it along to you. But because I guess they're too busy with all this preparation and whatnot, deciding if Huey Lewis in the news needs brown M&Ms only or whatever it may be. Evian water, as they've not gotten back. So, 11 new teams, 11 new arena football teams. Okay. Will that mean that we will be at 28 teams? Most likely not. I don't see that occurring. Of those 11, how many will cancel out the current, the teams that may fold? You know? We'll see what he says. You notice he didn't say a specific number. He only said 11 new AFL teams. Okay, we'll give him that. You know, and you know what? Just in case he didn't hear it the first time, let's give the commish our undivided attention.
I anticipate that in the next 10 years, there's going to be at least 11 new arena football teams. And some of them, I think, will be in places like London, Madrid, Berlin, maybe, you know, Mexico City or Monterrey.
Okay, you do that, you have four new, you have a whole new division. So he anticipates. He doesn't predict. I think he probably chose his words quite interestingly there. Which leads us into what expansion. And there was a story out of the Philadelphia Daily News. It looks like there's not going to be any expansion at all in 2009. The commissioner also in his radio address happened to say that they were two ownership groups interested in the Pittsburgh franchise. I can understand why they would not start. It would have to be until the new arena has been built. They bring up South Florida. Again, remember we talked about, I think it was last week, where they said that there would not be a team in 09 in South Florida. What else? There's also talk of Louisville. Louisville really seems to want to come up to AF1, so to speak. Get out of the AF2. I don't know if that will occur. But the story itself was talking about the host for Arena Bowl 2000, Arena Bowl 23. And in addition to Philadelphia, representatives from Kansas City, Orlando, and Chicago has shown interest. Oh, and by the way, even Hawaii. What? Hawaii. That's exactly what I said. I said Hawaii. You know, Magnum PI, doing the hula, getting off the plane and getting laid. You know what I'm talking about. Hawaii. You know, Don Ho and Aloha Oi and Hawaii 5-0. You know what I'm talking about. Hawaii. That seemed to have popped up again and talk about having an outdoor arena bowl. It would be, you know, the league would prosper from it, from the amount of money. I don't know how many fans would come out. That's the problem. Hawaii. These days, you know, getting out to Hawaii is not that cheap. You know, I'd love to go to Hawaii, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, we will be finding out specifically, I'm sure, within the next few weeks where, you know, this could all be just smokes, you know, all just a smoke screen, and where the league is specifically going to hold the hold Arena Bowl 23. I would not be surprised if it's going to be in Philly. Let's just see what happens, and, you know, with the Spectrum being torn down, we know it's going to have to be at the Wachovia Center, so it won't be at the Wachovia Spectrum. But yeah, that's basically what he was talking about. And here it is. The NFL has the immaculate reception of the disputed Larry Bracken's touchdown as the South Philly stretch. That's exactly. I like that. I like that. Let's see here. Yeah, no, that's. That's all that it talks about. And Hawaii. We don't need an outdoor game. It'll make us look more bush than, well, than we are. unfortunately. So, as I said, we will be getting to our Arena Bowl preview next week. We don't want to get into it that much this week, just specifically because, well, you know, it's middle week me, and we gotta rest. You know, on the seventh day, we created the Arena Bowl preview. No, we're not God. We're not even trying to be. Yeah. So, just want to mention it to you that, as I said, we will do the preview next week. So we will be back as usual, give you our predictions, who we think that we're going to win Arena Bowl 22 from New Orleans. Everybody here at the AFL Tonight Studios, I am Tim Capper, and watch the rebounds off the net.
ArenaFan.com, the Internet's complete arena football resource.
Mission Control, 2049er, transmission concluded.